Good morning, Caleb and for Paul on WPHM. And as we teased this segment just a few minutes ago, it's certainly a tough time for those in the retail industry. Let's face it, it's a tough time for pretty much all small businesses out there at the moment. And representing those small, locally owned retailers across the state of Michigan is the Michigan Retail Association, whose spokesperson, Megan Holland, and you're also, what, the Vice President of Communications there, too?
Yep.
Megan Holland from the Michigan Retailers Association on the phone with us. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
And you're no stranger to Port Huron, as we've checked in with you from time to time in the past, but you used to work here at the Times Herald at one point.
That's right. I worked there way back in the day when USA Today was a new thing.
I know. Well, my buddy Garth Creewall, I'm sure, says hi. He was looking forward to hearing from you this morning here on the morning show, so hopefully I don't disappoint him. Michigan Retailers Association, what exactly do you guys do and advocate for across the state?
Well, right now we're advocating a lot with the governor's office as the emergency order continues to September 4th now. And luckily, retail has been able to remain open. And the good news is that retail, as far as we know, we have not heard of any incidents where there's been a community spread of COVID that is tied to retail. So we've been able to operate safely, and we hope if for some reason the governor does require the state take a step back, we hope that retail will still be able to stay open in some way, shape, or manner.
Yeah, but let's not hope that happens. And hopefully the tide has turned for the better at this point. It certainly looks like that. So that would be very disappointing if we do have to take a step back.
We're doing well in Michigan.
And we're doing well with the help of some of these retailers who are having masks available for their customers to use, practicing social distancing. And you guys have been putting on some different opportunities for these retailers to learn more about how to make sure that their customers are having a safe shopping experience.
Well, enforcing the masks has been the most anxiety-producing pain point for retailers. So we did hold a round of de-escalation webinars to help retailers figure out the right phrases and demeanor that they can model in order to diffuse these tense situations with some customers. But, you know, we really just ask customers, we understand you may be angry over the mask order, but don't take it out on the retailer. I mean, geez, there was an incident in Detroit, in the Detroit area, less than a week ago, of a guy who threw bricks through a window because he was refused service. Well, the retailer is required to bar entry and refuse service to people who aren't wearing a mask. So we tell people, if you're upset, funnel your frustration to your state lawmakers and to the governor's office.
Yeah, yeah, because the business is just trying to stay open. That's what they're trying to do, you know.
Yeah, they could face fines or a license suspension if they don't follow these orders. So you're right, they're just trying to stay in business.
You did a survey recently about the economy in Michigan and about the state of retail in Michigan. What were the results of that, Megan?
Yeah, we survey our members every month in conjunction with the Federal Reserve Bank so they can gauge how the retail economy is doing. And it was a little flat looking to us. We thought there might be more of a jump in June because that's when, these are June numbers, that's when stores were allowed to reopen. The Northern Michigan stores did quite well. Their sales were up 67%. And that makes sense because tourists are obviously flocking there, and they were actually able to reopen right before Memorial Day, too. But the rest of the state, the average number was 55% increased sales from May when, you know, they were pretty much under a partial shutdown. The key for retailers now is back to school sales. You know, are those going to be good this year? Usually that's almost like a holiday season for retailers as far as sales. But with the uncertainty of in-classroom teaching, and it's getting more certain by the day that there won't be a lot of that going on, we wonder what will happen to back-to-school sales.
That is a good point, because usually it's a time for for new outfits, new backpacks, all of that kind of stuff.
Electronics,
maybe it's going to be more of a sale on sweatpants and pajamas this year.
Right. Well, that would be okay, too, as long as people buy locally. I mean, Caleb, I always mention that, people were almost trained to go more online to buy things during the pandemic. They've got to bring their dollars back to the local economy. Nothing's worth seeing a bunch of empty storefronts in your downtown.
No, absolutely not. And you brought up the thing about traveling to northern Michigan as well, which is where I've spent some time, some weekends, and took a week off a couple months back to spend some time in the UP. And you're right. These small towns, these small businesses really need your support now more than ever. So if you're either here in Port Huron or if you're traveling somewhere else in the state, if you have the option of, do I go to the big box store on the outskirts of town or do I go to the locally owned store downtown, pick the one downtown, if you will, because not only will you have a more enjoyable shopping experience and maybe get to experience something new if you're traveling to a new city or destination, but that money really helps, really, really stays in the community and helps it thrive.
Absolutely. And, you know, to tell you the truth, if you've got to go to a big box store, that's fine too. At least you're keeping your money in Michigan. You're supporting the people who work there, who are your neighbors. You know, just keep your money in Michigan rather than going online and sending it to an out-of-state seller like Amazon or Wayfair.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it is local people who are working at these stores and they're paying sales tax that stays in the local community, at least a portion of that percent. So, yeah, you're right. Go out and enjoy, but do it safely. And so
yes.
what are you asking again of both your businesses, the members of your organization, and the general public to do when they're out shopping?
Well, remember to social distance. Wear a face mask up over your nose and your mouth. We've all seen a lot of people dip it down below their nose, which does no good whatsoever. Then you've just negated any impact of the face mask. And just be respectful of retailers. They're really trying to figure out this new way of operating. And so it may take a little extra patience at times. For goodness sake, if you support a store, get on social media and say that and promote them through your social media. And don't go on Yelp and give somebody a bad review right now. As I said, they're struggling to figure this all out.
Wow, that's some really good advice there. Yeah, the social media is quite powerful. And I think it's also powerful to say if you're on social media and you have one of these positive shopping experiences, and you go to a store where you feel safe and comfortable, and you share that on social media, it'll result in more people feeling safe and comfortable and maybe going out and patronizing that store as well.
Yeah, any way you can help a store out that you treasure, because you want them to stay in business. You know, those stores that aren't in tourist towns, they're limping along right now, some of them, if they didn't have a real stable customer base. And I'm amazed at the number of new stores that are still hanging on. And, you know, let's hope that the holidays treat them really well.
We're talking to Megan Holland. She's with the Michigan Retailers Association. Megan, your organization has a lot of resources for those who are in the retail sector here in Michigan. What does it take for someone to be a member if any of this conversation has perked up their ears and might want to join?
Well, thanks for that question. Our dues are ridiculously cheap. They're only $130. We offer a lot of services like credit card processing and workers' comp insurance. But our mission is to really advocate for retail in the legislature. We have lobbyists who are promoting retail positions there. And with the governor's office, obviously, we send out a ton of information through a magazine and e-newsletters. We have a scholarship program. So there's a lot of great services that we provide retailers and, frankly, a wide range of businesses. We go beyond retail as well.
Yeah, that is certainly some good stuff there, and helping educate the public and giving resources to these businesses that really need some guidance and help now more than ever. So it's great to have an organization like yours who is advocating for them at this time where it seems like they're just being hit from left and right. So definitely a valuable thing, it sounds like, for those business owners out there. Megan, you are going to be maybe retiring or at least stepping back from this position later on this year. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm terrified of the thought because I absolutely love my job, but I also know that life is short, and I want to be able to experience life in a post-work world, and it just feels like it's time. But, yep, my job will be open, and it's an absolute, I'm very grateful to be able to help retailers during this time.
Well, they certainly need some help and some direction, and it is good to have someone like you. And the folks at the Michigan Retailers Association, they're providing some guidance in this time when things seem to be a little dark and murky out there for retailers. So again, Michigan Retailers Association, and you mentioned that you have a campaign called Buy Nearby as well. Where can we find you guys online?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook under Michigan Retailers. Our website is retailers.com, and our Buy Nearby Facebook page, and that's BUY Nearby for our Shop Local initiative, has over 30,000 followers, and it's a very fun page, so I encourage people to join that.
All right, Buy Nearby on Facebook, Michigan Retailers on Facebook as well. And we're speaking with Megan Holland from the Michigan Retailers Association. Appreciate your time this morning. And we wish you the best. We'll certainly check in again, probably before your retirement. But again, a preemptive congratulations on that, Megan.
Thanks so much.
All right, Dan. This is 1380 WPHM.